The testimony in this rape trial so far has revealed as much about the culture among young men at St. Paul's School as it has about this incident. Joining us is Michael Kimmel. He's professor and executive director of the Center for the Study of Men and Masculinities at SUNY Stony Brook. Mr. Kimmel will be addressing the faculty at St. Paul's next month. Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be with you.
Thanks for being with us. I'm just wondering, during this trial, we heard a lot about this tradition of the, quote, senior salute at St. Paul's, where graduating seniors allegedly proposition as many female underclassmen as they can. Have you ever heard of this before?
I think what this revealed, that relations with women are really not about the guys and the girls. The one that really matters is the relationships among the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Women are a kind of currency by which men move up or down in a male hierarchy.
And is that something that is new? I mean, it doesn't actually, honestly, it doesn't sound all that new. Is it different?
No, it doesn't sound all that new. The allegations in the St. Paul's case are shocking only because this is one of the nation's most elite schools, and it's coeducational. Once all male, it's now coeducational. These allegations, if true, indicate that despite the fact that they're a coeducational school, they really are still a man's world.
Hmm.
The guys still rule. And that is troubling if that's true.
And is there anything unique to an elite boarding school environment that might make this more prevalent? Some folks are saying the sense of entitlement may be why this happened. I mean, is there anything to that?
Of course, you know, guys do what they do very often because they know that they can get away with it. And very many of the most elite people in the country, you know, think Donald Trump, he can say what he wants because he thinks he can get away with it. And you know what? He is. So I think that this sense of entitlement is real. Now, here's the reason why I think it's important at an elite school like St. Paul's. These are not only the most elite students in the country, but they're also the most empowered young women in our country. These are girls who are going on to have fantastic careers, great universities. And so the fact is that if this is true, it actually suggests that this is the tip of an iceberg. You'll notice, for example, that those young women on college campuses who have sued their universities, these are some of the most empowered young women in the world. And they know now that if this happens to them, it's wrong.
But here's the interesting thing. I mean, the accuser took the stand yesterday and said the defense obviously is bringing up emails that she apparently sent where she was complimenting the defendant here. And she says, you know, she didn't want to have a bad reputation in the school. That's why she didn't bring it up earlier. She was trying to avoid conflict, despite the fact that you're talking about young women who do have very promising futures. There's still this sense of not wanting to create trouble.
Yes, I completely understand that. And that is exactly the dilemma that so many women are in. For years, you know, of course, that of all, you know, sexual assault cases in prep schools and in colleges and universities, only about, you know, maybe slightly less than 10% are actually reported. And that's up from like 5% only a few years ago. Most young women are told by friends, by other guys, by other women, listen, you don't want to get him in trouble. This could ruin his life. He could get kicked out. He could go to jail. So they're actually discouraged from coming forward. So the remarkable thing is that despite all of that pressure, so many of them are coming forward.
Do you think that you can change young male behavior in the face of these kinds of traditions and peer pressure?
I think that we can create a conversation in which they will have more resources and more ability to stand up against this kind of idea. And the work that I do, for example, is I encourage young guys to think about what it means to be a good man versus what they're doing to prove that they're a real man. And I ask them not to live up to some external ideas about of honor and ethics. I ask them to live up to their own code. St. Paul's has a very, very strong culture of tradition of being of training good people, of good citizens. And that is part of what I think they need to be reminded of.
And is that what you'll be speaking about when you address the faculty?
Yeah, I will. I will be speaking about the ways in which faculty, administrators, and students, and parents, and alumni, by the way, they are a big part of this. Alumni say, well, we did it, and you have to keep the tradition going. So all of those groups have to come together to emphasize the values that the school says it stands for. And it, in a way, we're asking the young guys to actually live up to the standards that they themselves hold.
Professor Kimmel, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Okay, my pleasure. Thank you.
Michael Kimmel is professor and executive director of the Center for the Study of Men and Masculinities at SUNY Stony Brook. His books on male behavior include Guyland and Angry White Men.